This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Got to ask you about transfers as well. Does the performance last week change your thinking in any way? I know obviously last week you were asked and you were kind of hinting that that might be it, but does last weekend change your thinking at all?
No, it doesn't change the thinking. Obviously we've had a very stop-start pre-season. You know, Forest pulled out of a game, Seville pulled out of two games as well. So a lot of the players haven't got the match minutes that was needed. We've had a couple of niggles and a couple of injuries, but that happens and you have to deal with that. And we feel that we've got a really good squad here, and we've just got to concentrate now on getting that win in front of our home fans against Newcastle.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said Something for the Weekend show, which returns for a new season. It's a very quick Friday post-press conference show. Just if you are new to the show, this is not the main podcast. This is just a quick ditty to update anything that's happened since we last recorded. Joining me for something for the weekend, for the first one of the season, Mr. Chris Budd.
Hello, sir.
Welcome.
How you
back.
Doing?
All good. I'm just a bit peeved off because this Saturday, Caesars returned to Villa Park. But if there's any game that I wanted shifting from a 3 p.m. on a Saturday, it was probably this one, because then we could have disappeared off to Lords on Saturday to watch the Birmingham Phoenix hopefully triumph in the final of the 100. Yeah. Unfortunately, that kicks off at 6:30, so you'd probably have to leave Villa Park at half time against Newcastle to have any chance of making it.
I'm sure there'll be a few people considering it, though.
Yeah. Hey ho, we carry on, but because it's the first game of the season after, in terms of full house, the first full house since we've been away for almost 18 months, it's kind of a must attend game. If you are new to something for the weekend, we kick off the show with a Villa Minute, where we basically summarize the Villa week in a minute. In this case, we will do a slightly different take on it in terms of summing up the summer in a minute. Before reacting to Dean Smith's press conference, having a quick look at any underlining themes with Newcastle, before finishing off with a quick burning question from a listener. But as I said, short and sharp and sweet, so let's kick off with a Villa Minute. Are you ready?
I am.
Are you steady?
I am.
Let's go.
After Villa's 11th place finish last season, the league position triggered Grealish's release clause. The hype around Grealish at the Euros was only going to end in one way. Grealish out, 100 million in.
Are you ready to go shopping?
Check it out. Check it out.
Step inside a very special supermarket.
Up front, I'll start off with that Buendia chap from Norwich City.
Can I interest you in a My Old Man Ashley Young and a free?
Put him in the trolley. I've got a need for speed. Give me that Leon Bailey.
Anything else?
Any chance of James Ward-Prowse?
No, sorry, but I can offer you a Danny Ings.
Ooh, really? Does he guarantee goals?
Yep, guaranteed goals or your money back.
Deal. Done. Anything for me to borrow?
I can offer you a higher purchase deal on a Axel 2 and Zabie.
Didn't I have one of those from you before?
Nah. You've never... No. Don't know what you're talking about.
Have you got a decent midfielder?
Sorry, mate. You've run out of time and that Grealish money. Right, what else happened over the summer? Not a lot. Disjointed friendlies, too much COVID in the air, two friendlies called off. With those boys away on international duty as well, a bit of a disjointed preparation, hence what happened against Watford. And the press conference from Dean Smith didn't actually add much joy to what happened last weekend because...
It's pretty flat. About as flat as Villa's first half.
It seems that Ollie Watkins is suddenly under the mystical guess when he's coming back game that Dean Smith normally plays. We've got a new contestant.
I thought that was going to be Trezeguet, to be honest, but no.
I think it's international break time.
Yeah.
And although he's kind of hinted that there's a chance at Newcastle, but is that just...
I can't see it.
But the only way you'd mention that, if he would play him... Reverse psychology.
He'd have used his words like, oh, he's back loading or on the grass or all of that sort of caper, which would suggest he hasn't done anything.
But knowing Smith, knowing what happened last season, I think that's Ollie Watkins out the next two home games.
Mm-hmm.
As Traore is as well, which was also a bit of a dampener.
Yeah, because he's normally quite good fun to watch. I think most people would have been looking forward to seeing him with a crowd.
Yeah, so I think plus is... There's hints that Morgan Sanson will be available and Douglas Luiz could also be involved. I think both of them would be unlikely to start.
I mean, Luiz should be match fit though, shouldn't he? Because he's obviously played a lot of games in the Olympics, barring getting sent off, obviously.
Yeah, although there's still that the travel situation and whether he's trained enough, because obviously he hasn't trained the whole summer with Villa. So that might be, I mean, thinking of how Smith normally plays it, I think if they're going to see any action against Newcastle, I think it will be from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Right, didn't really say that much more, did he?
No, a lot of it was the standard talk about having fans, you know, fans back in the stadiums, which is, you know, all the sentimental stuff.
Yeah, it's always trotted out. I did actually have a meeting via Zoom with West Midlands Police, part of this independent advisory group on the West Midlands Police Football Unit, which we haven't actually obviously had a meeting for a year or so because of the COVID situation. I asked them what's going to be different from a policing point of view in light of COVID, and they said, well, actually, there's nothing illegally entrenched. I mean, it's all just government guidance at the moment, so it pretty much be like as was, you know, in terms of policing a game.
Yeah, for now anyway.
But then I asked, and what about the, you know, the potential of this COVID passport in terms of, you know, September? And they said, well, I don't think that's actually going to happen. Said it seems to be dropped as an idea, and it may have been kicked into the long grass, you know, depending on if there is some kind of major outbreak again. So, yeah, that doesn't seem to be an ongoing concern at the moment, which was interesting to hear. Right, let's get on to we're not going into a typical preview here. We'll just, let's reading, you know, various previews about this game. You know, when a team's going through dire straits and they need to break some kind of horrendous record that they're on. Probably the best team you can play in that situation is Aston Villa. So I'm calling this little segment Reasons Why Newcastle Are Going to Win. I mean, when you see something like Newcastle have failed to win their second league fixture in each of their past nine seasons, scoring just two goals. It's like most people think, well, 3 points to Villa, but any villain knows, ah, shit.
We think the opposite now.
It's like, ah, shit, that's a bad sign. And then the boy that could have been a Villa player last season, Callum Wilson. Callum Wilson has faced Villa five times in the Premier League without scoring. I think he's due a goal. I think he's due a hat trick. I remember when he used to play for Bournemouth against us, he was always a life threat all the time.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's fit for a change, it's a bit ominous, I must admit. And then you can carry on. Steve Bruce has actually lost his last four Premier League away visits to Villa Park, two with Hull, two with Newcastle. Surely Steve Bruce can't win at Villa Park against Villa. Surely that's not allowed.
I'm not having that.
I mean, you know, the other stats we just read out, they obviously could feasibly happen. But I think the thing that vetoes them is the fact that Steve Bruce is the manager. I mean, this is famous last words, but we shall see.
It is. Some would say he's due one.
But flipping it, is there any positive signs for Newcastle? Because they're in a bit of a stinky...
Well, they've actually, strangely, historically, they've only won two of their last 18 Premier League games in August, so they don't tend to start particularly well.
But they finished last season away
they
from home
really well.
On a bit of a flourish, didn't they?
They did, yeah. 10 points out of a possible 12 in their final four away games last season.
Yeah, I'm hoping the old home and away form will be flipped now that crowds have returned.
I think to begin with, certainly, yeah.
Before the lockdown, home wins in the Premier League. This is before the lockdown in the 2019/20 season. Home wins 44.8%. And then post-lockdown in the 19/20 season, 2020/21 season, home wins were down to 39.8%. And away wins had gone up 7% from 30.2% to 37.2%. So I think that will reverse back, I think, pretty much instantly. You saw it on the first day of the season.
Yeah, you did.
Home advantage kicked right in. So it's a good sign for Villa.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
In terms of how they're going to line up, I think it's going to be pretty much similar to Watford, because Watkins isn't there. I mean,
I'd be interested to see if Bailey starts. That'll probably be the only likely change, I'd have thought. I'd have thought he'll persevere with Target, though, at left back.
Yeah, I mean, there was the close. We said there was going to be a closed door friendly in midweek, and it was actually, it came sooner.
It came day after, didn't it?
Yeah, against Liverpool, and Target actually played in that.
He did, yeah.
But it's, I mean, there was news leaking about what happened from a Liverpool point of view. I think mainly the players were putting stuff up. I think Bertrand Traoré scored, didn't he?
Yes, I think he actually got injured in the process of scoring, apparently.
Yeah, that kind of backfired. But not a lot of info has come out of that game. But I would imagine that would have been to give the likes of Liam Bailey a run out. Maybe Sanson. I wonder if he'd played in that.
I know, yeah, I saw Horahan played, Hawes, Steer. Any of those guys, you know, Gilbert, etc., all these guys who haven't had the game time yet, basically.
But in terms of lining up, can you see anything out of the ordinary from the lineup against Watford? I think in terms of that Watford thing, as we said, you know, they were like 2 weeks behind pretty much on pre-season, so an extra week's training helps, I think, the Ings Buendia link up. It helps Bailey if he starts. There's some hints that he'll start from the bench, but yeah, I don't know. With Traoré out, you can't start with Al Ghazi again. And
obviously, had Ashley Young, didn't he? Started on the left-hand side, so I wonder if Young will play again.
To me, that lineup, when I saw Young on one side, Al Ghazi on the other, you're thinking, is that a weak team or is that actually all right? Because how are we judging this? Are we judging it that Ashley Young will beat her, or are we judging it on Ashley Young might not last the pace? Who's been playing wing back most of the time in the last, let's say,
in
five seasons?
League, which obviously isn't as fast.
I don't know. Am I comfortable beating Newcastle with Young, El Ghazi starting without Watkins and Nakamba? And I think the key thing is here, I think you'll play McGinn, but will Nakamba play? Because I think Nakamba works better when you don't see a lot of the ball, because you need him to kind of break teams mm-hmm. up and harass them. If we're playing at home and need to be more on the front foot here, which again is dangerous because I mean, a lot of these teams are built for counter-attacking.
Newcastle with, you know, Saint-Maximin, Almiron, they've got Wilson, you know, they've got and they've got mobility in that team.
Yeah, and that's a big concern considering what happened to our back line against Watford. So I don't know if we should be so gung-ho, actually.
I think you should sort of be respectful and allow yourself to grow into the game and then build up to dominate a team rather than just presuming you're going to from the word go, which is a little bit arrogant. But also being aware, I mean, I think we said before we recorded, you know, Newcastle are down to their third choice goalkeeper now because of injury and COVID.
Yeah.
To Darlow and Dubravka. So it's about, you know, putting the young lad in goal, you know, who hasn't played many games for them, putting him under pressure from the word go.
Yeah. It's a shame we haven't got a big chap that we can bring him up front to put him under pressure.
Hang on a minute.
That anybody's got any belief in anymore. That's going to, I mean, I said in the last show against Watford, there was a game that you would have brought him on potentially at half time and he didn't even get a sniff. So what does that tell us about where he is now? Let's finish on a listener burning question. Andreas from Norway had a few questions for us. One of them was Anwar El Ghazi, keep or sell? Which
for me, keep.
Which I think you can broaden that out. Smith has said in a press conference that he didn't expect anybody in, but he said there'll be a few potentially going out at the end of the window. So do you think, I don't think El Ghazi's in that batch. I mean, who?
Not yet.
Who is in that batch? I mean, the fact that, I mean, if we don't see Wesley against Newcastle or Brentford, then surely they've got to, you know, they've got to play him for him to build up any kind of value for us to get rid. Because at the moment, if you were a betting man on Wesley, if Wesley was where we'd hope a £20 million striker to be, then you'd want a squad of three strikers that give you a bit of variation because we haven't got a big, big man up front as well. But if you're thinking, well, this guy is actually, we've drawn the line under it and it's like, we've had, what do we do now? Then you've got to really loan him out so he actually builds up some value and gets his career back on track because he has been out for two, at his age, two very key seasons, really.
Yeah.
One and a half, if you want to be pedantic.
Yeah, and also, I think if Keenan Davis hadn't got his customary seasonal injury, he'd have probably been loaned out by now already. Yeah. I mean, he still might. They might do it right at the end of the window, but one of those two would have gone. I think Horahan would probably still may go on loan again.
Yeah.
Gilbert, maybe.
I don't know. I think...
I like him. I wouldn't loan him out personally, but if he's not going to be in the squad, you know, the fact that you're allowed nine subs allows you a little bit more flexibility in your bench. It might be that they play against Barrow and then they make some decisions after that.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, you can play Konza, you can play Twanzabi at fullback. You've kind of got Kessler coming up through the system. But we've said before, Cash does get injuries and suspensions, so Gilbert will get game time as long as he's patient.
I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of the Barrow game will be a dress rehearsal for some of these players.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like it was the Stoke game, wasn't it, where...
We had Stoke and we had Burton last year, yeah.
Where in the Stoke game, a lot of players were like playing to impress and they just didn't turn up.
Didn't big time, did they?
And that was the final straw for a few of those players in a lot of the supporters' eyes there. And
I do think there might be a few more youngsters out. I know someone like Aaron Ramsey, I think he might go out on loan. I think he's captain in the 23s, but very promising. If there's, you know, depending on how many more of that Youth Cup winning side are left around the club, they might sort of get them out on loan deals as well if they can.
Yeah, you would hope that we would have a strong enough second team to do pretty well in the cups. And I think we've got more depth this season.
I'd hope we've got a strong enough sort of first team to be able to, you know, play strong sides in the cups and not have to play, you know, really weakened sides, which... You know, we managed to get through sort of, you know, when we got to the final, we got through the first couple of rounds by making changes, but we actually played a relatively strong-ish side later on.
Well, I think we only really kicked into gear, as any team does really, when you get to the semis. But that's what I was referring to, having enough quality to get through the let's say the first two rounds where when you play anybody, as yeah, we saw in that year, that they will play a weakened team. So if our weakened team's better than theirs, that's what I'm saying. And I think we've probably upgraded the kind of level of team we'd put out in the early rounds of the cups, because I don't think Smith, whatever he says, will, or as any manager nowadays, take the early rounds that seriously. But it would be nice to have a real go at the FA Cup, for example.
I'd like us to have a go in both cups, really, because the reality is we're not going to win the league. So let's try and get to the business end of things we can, you know, try and win.
Yeah, but we will see what transpires. Right, I just want to say thank you very much to the My Old Man Said patrons for supporting the show as usual. I'll do the shout-outs for the new members in the main show, and I look forward to seeing them in Match Club, as well as getting access to Match Club. You also get access to the Mum's Patron Extra channel, which kicks off in earnest over the next few days for the new season. I actually recorded the first episode of the newly entitled My Old Man Saw, as in with your eyes, which covers actual screen culture. We kind of did a kind of more of a reintroduction episode rather than getting into the exact format. But as well as My Old Man Saw, there will be the return of shows like The Mad Few and Off the Record as well, my kind of solo show Off the Record. So please do go to myoldmansaid.com and check out the menu bar and click on the Patreon link for more details there, and join us. And as I said, this isn't the full show, so if you want to listen to the full show, go to, which is the one before this, it's episode 159 on the Richter scale. Right, any final words before we disappear?
Not from me, just looking forward to being back amongst the crowd. I am interested to see how everybody acts, obviously, in and around the stadium, if there's a little bit of apprehension from people, obviously, being back around COVID, but I don't think there'll be too much.
No, I mean, from this West Midlands police meeting, just, you know, talking about reactions from the first game of the season, I mean, the Baggies representative said it was like COVID never existed. Like no masks or anything.
That might be the case.
The only other thing that was kind of interesting in this reintroduction meeting was the fact that I think it's October 16 sees West Brom versus the Blues and Villa versus Wolves on the same day. Which
good luck with that.
Got a feeling
we'll get moved. Won't
one
we?
Of those is going to get moved for TV. I think the Villa Wolves is definitely happening, so they'll probably move the other one for TV on their, you know, championship schedule. Right. Anyway, until next time, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Dean, quite an interesting theme in a way. The discussion about players being undercooked, and it's. For the Premier League, it's a very difficult summer when you've had major tournaments. Euros, the Olympics, the success of Aston Villa has meant you've had a lot of players involved in those. Is August one of the most difficult months that you face in a season because of that?
Yeah, it is. But likewise, it's the same. You know, we had a behind-closed-doors friendly last week with Liverpool when I was speaking to Jurgen Klopp about it. And theirs was exactly the same. They've got the likes of Thiago and Henderson playing in that game because they haven't had many minutes during pre-season. And we're exactly the same. And, you know, it happens and you have to manage that as well as you can and make sure that they're ready to go. Also, a lot of work that gets done on the training ground is prehabilitation, which is injury prevention as well. You know, the undercooked is the word I think you used, but and I've used it as well. I think the more undercooked they are, the more prone they are to injuries as well. So we have to find a really good balance of building that fitness up, but also making sure that they're not susceptible to an injury. You know, we saw Leon come on last week, we saw Bertrand come on last week, and we saw young JJ come on last week and make a difference in the game. And, you know, probably over the last few seasons I've not had that impact that could come off the bench and do that. So it's exciting for me that the quality of the players that we're bringing into the football club now is getting higher and higher.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.